How about the little frogs that never get to be bigger than an inch?
I don't know what you call them, but I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They fit in a teaspoon, like, you know, that are supposed to be poisonous or something. And they're green with little black spots on their back. Yeah. But I don't know what you call them.
Okay. Now how about the kind that is supposed to give warts? Kind of animal that's supposed to give warts?
A frog.
How about the one that lives on land and doesn't really need to get into the water? Toads?
Toads? Yeah. It'd be a frog to me.
Okay. Okay. And what are the things that you dig to go fishing with?
Worms.
And do you have any different kinds of worms around here? Names for worms?
Red worms. That's what we got around here. The long red ones.
Uh-huh.
And they get the red from the top of ground. There's around here deep clay. And they live in it and they've picked up the red color.
Mm-hmm. And is there a name for the real big, lively kind?
I don't know it.
Okay. And what about the hard-shelled thing that pulls in its neck and legs into the shell when you touch it?
A turtle.
Okay. Any kinds? Turtles?
Just a turtle. Terrapin.
And what, is there a difference?
Mm-hmm. You know, terrapins don't ever get in water, or as a turtle might stay around a pond or a lake or something. And a terrapin is stays on dry land all the time.
Okay. How about the kind of thing that you can find in freshwater creeks that's got claws, and when you turn over a rock, you can swim away backwards?
Crawfish.
Okay. And this is a sea animal that they've got thin, transparent shells, and you eat them. They sort of curve.
Oh, shrimp.
Mm-hmm. And at the fish market, you might ask for a few pounds of...
shrimp.
Mm-hmm. Now, are there different kinds?
Not that I know of.
Okay. This is an insect that flies around a light, tries to fly into it.
Candlefly.
Okay, and any other names?
No.
It eats holes in your clothes?
Oh, moth.
Yeah. Okay, and several of those would be?
Moths.
Okay. What is the thing that flies around with the light in its tail?
Lightning bug.
Okay, do you have any other names for those?
No.
Okay. What is the thing that comes out at the evening and bites?
Mosquito.
And the name of a long, thin-bodied insect with a little hard beak and two pairs of shining wings, and it hovers above ponds and things, and it eats mosquitoes?
Dragonfly.
Okay. Any other names?
No.
Okay. And what kind of stinging insects do you know about?
Wasp, honeybees, mm-hmm. Bumblebees, yellow jackets, hornets, ants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you know the kind that builds small paper nests on the side of the house?
Dirt daubers.
Yeah.
Wasp.
Is that the same thing?
Wasp and a dirt dauber? No.
Tell me about the difference.
A wasp thing hurts a lot more. And a dirt dauber, he don't build it out of paper, I was wrong, he builds it out of mud. And they very seldom sting. I don't even know if they will.
Mm-hmm.
But they're long black, whereas you know most wasps are sort of yellow in color.
Okay. Now, how about name for the little insects that burrow into your skin and they itch like crazy?
A red bug.
Okay. Do you have any other names for those?
No.